Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me and Kayla, we literally just had this conversation a couple of days ago. I mean, just having our own legacy without having anything with Bron to do with it, I mean, that'd be pretty cool. And then having a playoff run without Bron for that long, I mean, that's pretty amazing. And then just having the city behind our back. I mean, the city has been waiting for this for a long time. So, I mean, making the playoffs, that means a lot for the city of Cleveland and the Cavs organization.
Is that my favorite Cavalier now?
Garland?
That was Darius Garland with Shams.
Well, I know it's not Mobley since you said we're just counting on the days till he leaves.
I didn't say that.
I mean, you did say that.
You did say that.
Don't.
I'm sorry.
I don't need that heat right now.
I'm sorry.
I still haven't shared the Josh Allen take yet. I was going to do that.
So you have a Jared Allen and a Josh Allen.
No.
All right.
And a Tim Allen take. He's sobered up, Kenny. He's sobered up. Things are good.
He was on. Was.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
The 80s and early 90s were a special time.
I thought you were like recently. He's like, I was on the bourbon and now I'm not. Like, I know he sold coke, but I didn't know.
Sold?
Like,
was he also buying from himself?
I'm sure he did it, too. I mean, you know. You got to sample the wares.
It's like movies. You make one for them, you make one for you.
Yeah, exactly. But it's always different with contractors. Everybody says everybody else's house is taken care of before yours. It's like the one thing you get into where you don't sample the wares. Like, if I was building antique furniture, there would definitely be antique furniture in my home, and I would be partaking in my own thing. The same is with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how could you stay away from the drugs if you were selling the drugs? How could I stay away from this handmade quality antique furniture if I was making the handmade quality antique furniture?
Antique discipline. You'd really need that.
Just saying. So, yeah, it was a weird place. I knew Tim Allen did that back in the 80s. I didn't know it. I thought you were talking about, like, now.
Sniff the lacquer or?
Man, I thought he was just doing pure Michigan ads. I didn't know he was making sure the Colombian was pure,
something
too.
Pure.
My God. Okay, so we heard Darius Garland. I love what Darius Garland said. You wanted to hear it with the question.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to make sure, because we heard him saying there how great it is that they have a chance to make the playoffs, and there's no LeBron associated with this basketball team. It's the first time.
That's right.
In how many years?
That's,
I mean, LeBron
right.
has been playing for two decades. It's the first time we're talking about a Cavs team that, other than people forget Kyrie, his rookie year.
Nobody forgets. You will always remind us.
Well, I do think people forget because Kyrie did have people talking about him, not necessarily the Cavs, because he was spectacular early on. But here we go. Here's the question.
You guys are on track to be the first non-LeBron team to make the playoffs in Cleveland since 1998. How much pride would you take being a part of that? What does that even mean to you?
Me and Kayla, we literally just had this conversation a couple of days ago. I mean, just having our own legacy without having anything with Bron to do with it, I mean, that'd be pretty cool. And then having a playoff run without Bron for that long, I mean, that's pretty amazing. And then just having the city behind our back. I mean, the city has been waiting for this for a long time. So, I mean, making the playoffs, that means a lot for the city of Cleveland and the Cavs organization.
Audio courtesy of Stadium. It's a TV show. Sorry for those sounds. Mm.
That was me in the background. I make distracting sounds that sound robotic.
I like that. I like hearing about a guy talking about, hey, we're going to do it ourselves. We're going
to
do it here.
I thought it was great to hear. But I got a lot of people that immediately tweeted me, and I think you immediately on the phone with me were
I'm guilty as charged.
This kills your argument that they would ever want LeBron. And I'm like, they would take LeBron back, and it wouldn't even be a second. It'd be so fast, it'd be less than a second.
I disagree.
How quickly Darius Garland would welcome in LeBron James.
I disagree.
Go ahead, state your case.
I kind of thought about this before. I don't know if I've ever said it to you. How old's LeBron? 37?
Mm-hmm.
How old's Darius Garland? 20 years old? He might
22,
still be.
22, 21?
I think he's 21.
Okay, so he's just allowed to legally drink. So there is reverence there, I'm sure. Are you sure these guys, like Tom Brady is still great and raises the stature of everybody else, and I'm sure is getting everybody else paid, and he takes pay cuts. Brady takes pay cuts. Ron ain't taking pay cuts for anybody. There is a way where I look at the two greats. Tom Brady, I don't think
LeBron actually was not the highest paid player on any of his teams until I think 2 years ago.
Okay, but he's still not taking pay cuts for anything, so that still kills your argument. And I'm not talking about 2 years ago. I'm talking about right now.
No, as of January 20th. You said something that was factually inaccurate. He was not the highest paid that he could have been.
I said it was factually accurate because I said he's not taking any pay cuts, meaning right now he's not taking any pay cuts.
Now.
I didn't say he never took any pay cuts.
The way you said it, you made it sound like he's always held all these teams.
You need to stop looking down at your papers or stop looking at your phone or whatever the hell else you're doing over there that I'm trying to see in the reflection of the actual window there and listen to what I'm saying to you here. That's what you need to do.
Already backpedaling this quickly into the argument.
This is
listen,
tone.
It can get
this
worked is, into a shoot here.
This is the slippery wizard at his finest, and I'm not going to be worked into any shoots right now because I played your silly games for so long. Back to the matter at hand, while the good man over across the table from me recovers from his hangover and decides to actually have the conversation. Thank you. Now, as I was saying, Cleveland, he's 37 years old. He sucks the air out of every room he's in. Tom Brady doesn't. He won't take pay cuts.
What does
now.
That mean, sucks the air out of every room?
Judas Priest.
You say something,
you know,
and I want to.
Exactly.
No,
what I'm,
I want, but I want to hear you explain it so you can take the rope and fully, fully entrench your face and your neck over the rope. And so you can then push yourself. Right. Go ahead. Anyway, you get where I'm going with that. But anyway, I want to hear what you were saying.
Do you have a pocket knife that I can etch? Ken was here. Can we do this? You know exactly what I mean by sucks the air out of every room. Don't make our listeners out to be idiots. They're not. They know exactly what I'm saying here. 216-578-0092. I'm just going to ask, do players still want to play with LeBron? Because I think that the generations are changing. I think that players talk amongst themselves. You see what the Lakers are doing. LeBron has to either say that you got to stop coming after my team. Then he's got to say, oh, I'm sorry. Then Magic Johnson's calling out the Lakers there. And I don't want any of those problems. I live those problems. I live those problems for some great years. They were a great basketball team. I live those problems. I'm done with those problems. I'm done. And it's not about will he come back, won't he come back. That's not the question. It's not the question, do you as a fan want him back? That's not the question. He's 37 years old. And you know damn well what I mean by he sucks the air out of every room he's in. Everybody has to know that LeBron's in the room. Everybody has to know what LeBron thinks when he's in the room. And even though he says, well, I don't make the decisions, everybody is on the end of his strings that he works like he is a puppet master. Everybody knows. I think a guy like Darius Garland at 21 years old and maybe a couple other guys like, yeah, you know what? Thanks, but no thanks. I bet there's young guys around. I bet Ja Morant, thanks, but no thanks. I think there's a lot of young guys who are like, man, getting up there in age, what's my return?
I can tell you the return. Alex Caruso, 4 years, $37 million. Timofey Mozgov, 4 years, $64
million. Alex Caruso's Matthew, head Matthew looks like a pencil eraser.
It does.
Don't bring Alex Caruso into this.
Matthew Dellavedova, 4 years, $38 million. Tristan Thompson, $85 million. I could go on. Yes, guys want to play with LeBron James because they get paid and they win championships.
So Darius Garland.
And they play in the NBA
so
Finals.
Darius Garland is going to get paid.
And tomorrow.
Darius Garland is going to be a max player someday.
Yes, he will.
Oh, okay.
He will, but let's
talk. Tristan Thompson, you're right. Tristan Thompson wasn't going to be a max player, and then LeBron showed up, and then Tristan Thompson was a max player and could buy houses, and then God knows what else has happened in his family. I don't even want to say anything more. You're right about that. Darius Garland can't do that for some other people someday? I mean, other players have gotten other players paid. Ja Morant can't do that for someone someday? Like, there are other great, like, at some point, we have to stop suckling at the teeth
of
LeBron James.
They are. He's not coming back right now.
And in the city and move on to some other people.
They are, but the fact of the matter is, tomorrow, if LeBron James was on this team, they're not just flexing one random game in March on national television. These guys, no one's seen them. No one's seen. I mean, I almost feel bad for these Cavs that they have been denied this opportunity, but, you know, you have to earn it in this league, and these guys are starting to earn it, and it's awesome. And, yes, it is awesome. Kate, look me in the eye when I tell you this. It is awesome that they're forging their own identity. Finally. Finally. But also, I mean, are we going to be sitting here 7 years from now? You're the one, and I'm not going to trying to rake over the coals.
Go on.
But you are the one that
you already said I was hanging myself. Go ahead.
When this thing got started, you're like, what's the reality? What's the reality?
They're never going to win a championship again. I said it a million times.
And most likely, Evan Mobley's going to be out of here in 7 years or 8 years. Whatever.
You keep bringing that point up there.
The only reason
I've ever said on the air.
Specifically seven.
The only reason I bring it up is the odds are stacked against the Cavs because they're not going to be able to bring in free agents. We bemoan that every day. It's why we're celebrating the fact that they do have this young core. But you know what? Philadelphia celebrated a young core. What happened? Portland Trailblazers celebrated a young core. What happened? The reality is, if you brought LeBron James into this locker room right now, they're going to the finals this year, and they could win the championship
year. Not the guy on the air who said that I wouldn't take him for free. I understand that he makes a difference. My argument is that I don't think that as many players, yes, there's obviously players who want to play with LeBron James, or I should say for LeBron James, because no one plays with LeBron James. Again, that's part of the reason he sucks the air out of every room he's in. But I'm making the point that I think that there are more and more younger players who play with him, but they really don't need to play with him. And I just don't think it's what it used to be. It wasn't what it was when LeBron was 32 and everybody in the world wanted to play with LeBron James, or I should say for LeBron James again. I don't think it's like that anymore. I think a guy like Darius Garland's like, hey, what can I do? What can I do with this? What can I do with that? At some point, yes, LeBron James, whether people like it or not, is an icon, and we will talk about him for the rest of our careers and basically for the rest of our lives.
One of the most important.
Because I won't have a chance to retire, and I'll die here on air.
I don't think
I'm talking about the man for the rest of his life.
I don't think I'm being hyperbolic when I say LeBron's going to go down in history as one of the most important sports figures ever.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. He will. You're totally 100% right. But there are guys who do want to forge their own paths. And I do think that guys look around the league and they may see what's going on with the Lakers. And there's guys who are going, I can fix that. Bring me to the Lakers. And I think there's plenty of guys going, maybe I'll go to the Lakers some other day when you ain't around. I know that LA is a destination. I'm not being stupid. But I think that there's plenty of players out there who are in their early 20s who have just gotten into this league who are starting to take flight, like Darius Garland, like I just said with Ja Morant. Zion, I can't throw into that mix because he's always hurt and now he's overweight. I can throw these guys into there and say, maybe they're different. He's getting older. Everything is for him. He's not doing what I thought he would do. I thought he would eventually pass the torch. He's only talked about it. And it's exhausting. It's exhausting.
It is exhausting. I say the same thing.
I'm a fan. I can't imagine playing with the guy.
I say the same thing. And by the way, let's not act like they were miserable. 2017, they were the best Cavs team ever. They were better than the team that won a championship. And people make it sound like LeBron was holding the ball, dribbling for 20. He wasn't. They had the best ball movement in the NBA. And they would have beaten any other team in the last 5 years in the NBA. But they happened to run into, you know, the Golden State Warriors with Kevin Durant, unfortunately.
216-578-0092. Do you think they still want to play with LeBron? Because I don't think that guy sounds like he's a guy who would just take LeBron in a second. I don't think he sounds like that. Sorry. I disagree. Sean in Cleveland. Hello. If I could click on him. Sean in Cleveland. That's my fault. Hello, Sean.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Wonderful. Go right on
me
ahead.
Me too. I love the show. I listen to you guys every morning on my way to work.
You.
And I'm on
Thank
my
you.
Way to work right now. And I'm like, why are they talking about LeBron? My take on
talk
that
about
is,
Darius Garland, though, with LeBron.
I understand.
Remember, he was asked the question,
yeah.
So he brought up. That's why
right,
we're talking about
it. But I'm saying the reporter, you know, I told your screener, I said, you know what? I am so sick of Cleveland acting like the ex-girlfriend that's moved on. You know, but they still bring up the ex-boyfriend. Like, the reporter could have been like, you know, hey, this is the first time you guys will probably make the playoffs. But he had to attach LeBron's name to the question.
Well, the team has been an absolute mess without LeBron over the last 20 years.
They've had the worst record over the last 4 years
I
without LeBron.
That. Mm. But we got something here. Let's not talk about LeBron no more. LeBron's gone. Let's just forget. Let's not talk about him anymore. This team's probably going to make the playoffs this year.
Oh, yeah.
And the answer to your question, I think guys absolutely would want to play with LeBron.
took you the other way.
Why did you swerve me, Sean? Why did you swerve me?
Rope-a-dope there.
I thought you
love
agreed
that.
With me. That's
just
why I took
when
your
you
call.
Think you have all the answers.
No. I agree with Lima. He gets guys paid, and he'll get you to the championship.
He gets mediocre guys paid. Borderline guys. I don't want to say.
It doesn't matter.
They're good players.
He gets mediocre guys to the championship, though.
Sean, what I'm saying is, like, I get mediocre guys like Tristan Thompson. We said that. J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith's a great shooter. He got him way more money. You think, Darius Garland is going to be a max player.
Let's not forget about Vergeau. He got Vergeau paid.
Oh,
too.
Another
that's
one.
A point. That is a mediocre fan favorite.
Caller.
Darius Garland and Ja Morant are max players, Sean.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter
that.
If they play with LeBron or not. They're getting max contracts.
But they ain't going to the championship. They're not going to the finals.
They
5-0. Boom. Game
they
over.
They very well could.
They're not. Come on now. You know they're exciting to watch, but they are not
who
going
saw,
to.
Who saw? Wait a minute. Who the hell saw? Sean,
it's
thank
a
you
running
for the call
clock now,
listening.
Sean.
Who? Shut up. Who saw the Miami Heat going to the bubble finals 2 years ago? Who saw the Atlanta Hawks playing in the Eastern Conference Finals last year? And the league is as wide. People always say, oh, super teams. The league is as wide open as it's been in a decade.
I'll give you that. That is true.
Thank you.
5-1. Stop the clock.
I got that touchdown at the end.
Damn it, we're going to be here all day.
Like the Broncos at the end of the Super Bowl. 216-578-0092. All right, we're loaded. Oh, I sound like Bull there. We're loaded up. We got them loaded up. We got them all in. We'll get to you guys. Do players still want to play with LeBron? Or am I fat and stupid? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.